Senator Doug Erickson's latest call follows the conviction of two Bellingham women for a separate act of rail violence. The Ferndale Republican says it highlights a growing problem of sabotage as some protesters abandon peaceful protest.
No matter how you feel about the issue, vandalism, putting human life at risk by vandalizing the rail lines to try to stop crude by rail trains from coming through is not the solution. It's an act of terrorism. It has potential to kill thousands of lives.
Investigators say a saboteur may have been responsible for the December Whatcom County derailment. In that incident, seven fully loaded oil tankers careened down a grade and off the rails where three of the tank cars exploded.
We have a new report out showing that vandalism or terrorism was definitely in play. We have two people convicted here in the Whatcom County area of vandalizing rail lines. So we need to take a hard, long look at this as state legislators and put in place protections for the people of Washington State.
Erickson says legislative hearings would give law enforcement and rail workers a chance to outline the scope of the problem. I'm Tracy Ellis.